Hello, everyone. Welcome back to When the Kids Go Down. My name is Ari Thomas, and we are having a great day. I woke up super early because my littlest one decided that we were waking up early. Literally woke up just being a chatterbox, and I could not get him to stop talking. So we woke up before the sun, and then I'd like usually, I'm pretty big on showers. I just, it's who the fuck is sorry. It just seems sometimes like when I'm just talking, it seems like so stupid because I'm like, I like sandwiches. And it just seems so dumb, but someone's interested, I guess. So I shower a lot. I shower before our walk because we walk every morning. So I shower before our walk, and then I usually get pretty stinky because we walk for a while, and I am technically still postpartum. So like my sweat, I never really used to stink. Like I was one of those people who like never used deodorant. Still don't. And it just never like stunk. I never stunk, but and like I mean like I would do like crazy, like I was like very active. I've always been pretty active, and I just never like had like a stench to me. But since having children, that it's like insane after like the first few months of them being here because they need to find your body and stuff. So your stench is like quite stenchy. and then it calms down a little bit, but like it's still kind of there. I don't know why. I don't know like why, because then my baby can clearly see me, so I don't really understand that. But I also like, if I'm an anxiety sweater, so if I get anxious, I sweat, and anxiety sweat, fun fact, smells disgusting because it's like, I don't know, it's a different sweat gland, and it produces, it's from a hormone, it's like a hormone sweat, which technically would make sense with the postpartum stuff too. So anyway, I get stinky, okay? And I'm not having like anxiety in my walks. I'm just like, I just threw that fun fact out there for you, so you're welcome. But I am stinky on our walks, and so I like to come home and re-shower. Plus, like I don't have like thin hair, but I have a lot of fine hair, and it's like semi-straight, kind of wavy. And I like to wash it because when I don't, it looks greasy as fuck, and I'm not really like a hat person. So, I shower after my walk, and then sometimes I'll even shower before bed. That's very rare though, because I have a hard time sleeping with my hair wet. Because if it's like, I can feel it all night, you know what I mean? Like, I feel it on my pillow and I feel it. Sometimes it's nice though. Like, sometimes it feels really good to go with your, to go to bed like freshly washed. I don't know, my hair even a little bit wet, but it usually does like kind of bother me and I can't really like focus on sleeping. And so I don't sleep very well. But I didn't shower today. I was like, I felt really fresh and clean before our walk. I didn't shower before our walk. I did shower. Anyway, before we go get coffee. So let me run you through this. Typically, I wake up pretty early at like 7, 6:30-ish, and then I get in the shower. And depending on if like the kids had a bath or whatever the night before, which they usually do, they'll shower with me. But typically, they've already been showered, or sorry, bathed at night. So anyway, I shower and then we go get a coffee, or I make my coffee and then we hang out for a little bit and then we go out on our walk and then we come home and they go, one of them will go down for a nap, maybe two if I'm lucky. I'll re-shower and then we kind of start our day after that, and it's just like a really quick shower. Sometimes like if I wash my hair before the walk, it doesn't like get too, if it's not like a million degrees outside, my hair is like typically like a little frizzy but still wet when I come home, or it's dried naturally and there's not like much maintenance I really do to it. So if that's the case, I just wash my body after our walk, which is like what I typically do. So anyway, that I didn't need to like take a shower before we went out today, so I just like I forgot to get coffee for my mocha pot. So I'm out, and then I haven't used my Keurig in months. So I don't really have like a coffee available to make at home. And plus my husband took our pour over to work and like, so, and then my son broke my French press. So my coffee options at home are currently limited to my mocha pot, which I don't have coffee for. So we went out and got espresso very early. The sun wasn't even up. And then the sun like rose as we were out. we come home, and like the whole time we're like out, my kid's like just talking about how excited he is to go on his walk, and he keeps talking about the walk and can we go now? And it doesn't want to, like, he wants to take his food on the walk. And so, you know, we're just like, okay, let's get ready. So we come home and we're basically dressed. I just had to get like the supplies, like snacks and stuff, and an umbrella because it's kind of rainy today, to go out on our walk. And because it's like overcast and so rainy, and we went so early, and they were kind of like yawning still on the walk and like eating like their snacks and their breakfast food, sorry, their breakfast food that we had gotten. And we typically go with like a friend, like a neighborhood friend, on our walk, but they were busy, like occupied this morning, so the kids weren't distracted. And I walked 4 miles with them in the wagon the entire time, which is like a crazy win. Like I cannot, like not once did they exit the wagon. And there was even a fucking puppy. Like we met a puppy on the walk, and this thing was so, his name was Obi. I'm assuming like Obi-Wan Kenobi, but like I didn't, I mean, what else would he be named Obi after, you know? Like if he was short for like obituary, that would have been, you know, that would have been something. But I just said Obi. She said Obi, and I said Obi. Cool. So we see this dog. He's so scrappy. He looks like his hair is like coiled out somehow. Like it's just like permanent frizz. And his ears are folded over. They may rise. I don't know. He's a rescue, so there's not like, you know, we don't really know his breed or anything. But he looked like the puppy emoji from your phone, from an iPhone. He just looked like a regular old puppy, but he was like black and white and not brown and white, just, you know. And he was so cute, and he was so scraggly. Like you could tell he was so excited to go on a walk, but he had no idea how to walk yet. He had a brand new like collar and leash. It was all shiny, and he was just so sweet. And then the lady was like so excited to show him to me, and he's like getting, he has muddy paws from just like being out, and he's like just like, you know, jumping on me. And she's like, I'm sorry. He's like, can he scratch you? Because he's like, you know, brand new puppy. And I was like, I don't even care. If, like, I do not care. He's the cutest thing ever. And so she like pulled him up to the wagon to show the babies. And Beck stood up, my littlest one. And Mika just like got close. And, you know, they just like listened to her say her puppy's name and talk about him for like a second. And then that was it. And then like they walked away. And it was just like, I don't know. They like didn't even like, they were just like, I guess in awe of seeing a puppy, that they were like not trying to get out of the wagon. And then when we walked away and said our goodbyes, they were like so happy. And like Beck was, he doesn't speak obviously like a lot of sentences or anything because he's still little, but he was just like making puppy sounds. And Mika kept talking about the puppy. And so it was just like a really good walk. So we got like a good, like a little bit over 4 miles today, which is like my daily goal. So it was pretty crazy. I'm starving. I haven't really eaten much. I came home and ate a bunch of like orange chicken and rice and zucchini that I made, and then I got the boy situated, and I'm starving once again because my body, I'm almost, because I'm growing, because I'm a growing woman. It's not true. But then I felt motivated to come home and just like start working on everything that I needed to do, which is maybe why you can hear the washer in the background. But like I usually come home and feel overwhelmed by everything that I have to do, especially on days where like I had a busy weekend or I couldn't get to the things that I needed to. And then sometimes that happens where like the beginning of the week, it's kind of messy, or the weekend was like busy, so we didn't get to do a lot. Or, you know, it's sometimes like, well, the weekend's busy, you're really just home for like eating, and then you got to go again. And so nothing really gets like cleaned up all the way. And so when that happens and the beginning of your week is also kind of busy, or you have unexpected things happening or going on, it's hard to catch up because then, like, before you know it, it's weekend again, and you want to have the house clean before the weekend. So whatever, like, it just kind of, it feels like hard to catch up. And usually when I'm feeling this way, I look at whatever's like messy in the house and get like kind of annoyed, and then I go out on our walk, and then I come home and I'm like, fuck, like it's, you know, no magical fairy came in when we were on our walk and just like cleaned my glasses or whatever. And I hate, like, I'm usually like just like a sink filled with mugs because I should just wash them out. You know, I got really accustomed to the Starbucks. We need like I need to get one for our house. But like at Starbucks, they had these like little spouts. I don't know. And like you put a cup over it and then it like rinses the cup out. I should really invest in one of those because it makes cleaning mugs like so much easier. And I've been having like wine on the weekends, and I have had like guests, and so we have more wine glasses being used. And our wine glasses are some like older, pretty big wine glasses that were a gift from someone when I worked at Starbucks. They were like either a birthday present or a Christmas gift. I'm not really sure, but they're not my vibe anymore. And they're like pretty big, so it's hard to wash because they're also kind of thin, so I can't just like throw them in the sink or they will get crushed. So yeah, I don't know. It's just like I'm just like constantly washing silverware and mugs, and so I am overwhelmed with that. But like it gets done, and then I ran out of trash bags today, whatever. So like in those days, I come home and I'm like so frustrated and so annoyed that I get overwhelmed and the list becomes like too much, and then I start to make a to-do list of what I need to do, and then I like start to pick a task, like focus on picking up everything off the floor, and then focus on all the counter spaces, and then focus on laundry, and then focus on the bedroom or whatever. And then it becomes like if it's too much, then like nothing gets done because I just become overwhelmed and I like have to focus on one thing to do, you know? Anyway, today wasn't like that. Today I felt like super motivated because I went out on this walk and I've just been like feeling pretty efficient lately. I'm also ovulating, so I feel like I'm feeling really good right now. And that just may be, I don't know. That wasn't TMI. It's not, what the fuck ever. Like it's a fucking cycle and it doesn't matter. Anyway, sorry. Okay, so feeling good, doing a lot of productive stuff. This episode will be out on time, and like just, we're having good vibes right now. Okay, so it's July. July is my birthday month. It also is just like it's July started off with the rainy weather, and it feels so perfect. Like I just love July. I love it. I want pie. I want some pasta salad. I want some chicken salad. I want croissant bun sandwiches, and I want a good time. I want fruit. I've been eating cherries. It's lovely. It's been a lovely, lovely start to July. It can only get better. So, and I also like pulled a pretty good, I bought some tarot cards and I pulled a pretty good reading for myself, and I'm feeling very happy. So anyway, with June ending, I read five books, I believe. Most of them were romance. It's so funny because I've read, I would say, like mostly romance this year. And up until this year, I don't think I read one traditional like romance book. So pretty funny that it's now taken over my life, but I wouldn't have it any other ways. I also just got Book Lovers to start for July because I am in a little bit of a reading slump. Thanks to My Friends by Frederick Backman. And I also just won a sweepstakes. So I just won a sweepstakes. He like posted to his stories where like you could enter from like Simon Schuster, and I entered and I got an email today and I won. So I'll be getting I don't actually remember what I won, but I won. So we'll see when it arrives in the mail. And then we, fuck. Oh, but that book, yeah, that book put me in a little bit of a reading slump just because, like, I wasn't really sure what to read after. And I feel like it ended so well that I was just like, that's my life has also ended. Like, well, now to wrap up everything. No, I don't know. I've been in a little bit of a slump. I have a few books that I've been wanting to read. I started reading Persepolis, recently, and it is like, it's a graphic novel. On growing up in Iraq pre and post revolution. So I've seen the movie. I don't think I ever finished the graphic novel, and so I have it with me. Then I also picked up a book of a young Palestinian boy who has a bus accident on his way to a trip during school, and he's Palestinian, but It happens near, I think, an Israeli checkpoint, and he's taken to an Israeli hospital, and his father like runs through hoops trying to find out what's happening. And it's not an easy read, so it's taking me a little bit of time. And I don't know if that's going to be a probably it'll probably be like this month. I think it'll be like I don't know. I want to say it'll be a good a summer read can be anything. You know, I think it's important that you learn something from your books. Obviously, like we can. I mean, we learn. I learn from romance books. I'm not saying that you don't, but I think that staying like on a book that is it's just what am I trying to say? It's a little bit less digestible than a romance, you know, and it's there's true events, and I think that it's important to continue learning when everyone, when not everyone, but when our bodies are like vacationing, you know. So our body and mind wants to vacation, but I think it's important to not like completely disassociate. So I'm reading that, and let's talk about what I read for June. So I started out pretty strong with Out on a Limb by Hannah Bowman Young. Is that how I make sure it's not like Young Bowman or something? And pull up my Goodreads because that's where I keep track of everything. And I'm also like, I'm two books behind. I have a reading. My husband set my goal. He has set my goal for 80 books this year. And I thought that was doable. I was like, okay, cool. And actually didn't even know what to expect. So I just like told him to throw out a number. And I think he threw out like 130. And I was like, calm down. So he said 80. I've read, just dropped my mic. Sorry. I read 37 books so far, so I'm like two books behind track to be on track, but we'll catch up. We'll catch up real quick. So, Out on a Limb by Hannah Bowman Young. I rated that one 5 stars. It was so long, but it was so worth it. If you're like looking for a romance book with like a clear ending and you want to feel like so satisfied, and you're like, because typically with books you just like want to look at like the, I would say like you want to look at the fan cast and you want to look at the fan art and you want to like maybe read like some fan stories or whatever. I forget what that's called. Like you want to be like invested forever. You know what I mean? You want merch or whatever, and so you want to talk about it. You want to like, I don't know. You just like want to like not give it up. I feel like this one. It's not that I wanted to give it up, but it felt so finished at the end that I was like ready to like shelf it. And just be like super proud of it, if even though like it's not like a book that I wrote, I'm just like so proud of it as a book, and so like I just want to like shelve it and like display it, you know. So if you're looking for a book that's gonna like fulfill you, I would say to read, and not just that, just like in general, you should just read this book. But Out on a Limb by Hannah Bowman Young. Then I read Beach Read. I loved Beach Read, although I read it not too long after. People we meet on vacation, and so sometimes I get the characters confused because I read them like literally like the next week I read Beach Read, so I was like confused. But I loved Beach Read. I think that was a shoot, was it 5-star read? It might have been a 5-star read, not 4, but probably a 5, maybe 4. I don't know. Okay, Artificial Condition was a 4-star read by Martha Wells. And then my friend's Frederick Bachman was like my Bachman, sorry, was like my first 6-star read. I don't know why I keep saying Bachman. That's I don't know. But that was my first 6-star read of the year and probably my favorite book so far. I have to like go through everything and remember like what I can't believe that I read Ninth House this year. That feels like centuries ago, but that was the beginning of this year, and that's just crazy because like that feels like a totally different time. Also. Not Normal People. Is nor I don't know if I read Normal People this year, but that would be a fucking trip if I did, because it feels like so long ago that I read that. But Hello, Beautiful World, or Beautiful World, Beautiful World, Beautiful World, Where Are You by Sally Rooney was also like a 6-star read for me. So even though I said that My Friends was the first 6-star read, both of those are books that I like. I would take if I was like never returning to my home, which why would I do that? I don't know why that was an analogy, but I also read Caught Up by Nevessa Allen. 3 stars. I don't know. It was good. Like I said, there was just like not much to the story. I don't know. I felt this way about Lights Out, where I was like, I wanted more from the characters in Lights Out. And then I got a lot from the characters here. I really like the dynamic. And I liked her the cam girl aspect of the main character, the main female character in Caught Up. But I just felt like the story just was kind of lacking. I don't know. It just like it fell a little short. I don't know if maybe I'm just not. I don't know. Maybe I need to read more dark romance, because sometimes this happens with dark romance books where I'm like, don't know how I feel about them. So we'll see. We'll see. I'll continue to venture out and see what I like. But yeah. Oh, and it ended with like, I thought that I mentioned last week that I thought I was like 90% done with it because I ran out of listening hours. And I was like, well, I kind of don't want to crumple up the spine of it at all, because it's like a neon book and it's really pretty. And I just felt like even a little bit of like crumpling on the spine will be noticeable because it's so vibrant of a color. And I don't know. So I didn't want to mess with it. And I was like, I'll just, you know, wait for my hours to refresh and then I'll go and listen to it. And then I realized that it was on Hoopla. And I had mentioned that in the beginning when it was released, that I saw it on Hoopla. And I was like, oh, shoot, like, I wouldn't have used listening hours if I knew it was on here. And yet I forgot. So when I remembered, I went back and listened to where I left off. And it turns out that I had technically finished the book. I was just on the epilogue. And it ended with like a, this is not like not spoiler, it just ended with like a dinner party. And what I can only assume is a teaser for the next book, the third book. So I will be reading the third book and I will be waiting for it to come out, and I will go and get the Barnes and Noble copy just like I did with this one, because I did enjoy it. So I'm not gonna like it, and they're pretty, you know, it's a book that I would not expect, but whatever. I'm anxiously awaiting it, so we'll see when that is, probably another year or two. Oh, and then okay, so in other book news, we got the trailer to, well, not trailer, we got a teaser and release date for People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry. And I remember that I said, when I was talking about Songbirds, Songbird, I said some guy as President Snow, you know, Coriolanus Snow. And I was like, what's his name? And I was like, I don't know. He's a cutie. Maybe he's like young. I don't really know, because I don't really know him. It's Tom Blythe. So that's the actor's name. And this is our MMC. And he will be playing our MMC in People We Meet on Vacation, Alex. So he'll be playing Alex. Super excited for that. I do like this guy. He's got dark hair, so he's not Mr. Snow anymore. He's not Coriolanus. He's Alex. And it was weird because I loved him, and he made me crush on Snow, but not really. Cause I feel like if I was watching Crush on Snow, it's funny. If I was watching, without having read the book, then I would have crushed on Snow. But having known all his inside thoughts, like the book was basically his diary, you know? And so having known how shitty he has actually like treating what's her name, because I don't want to say it's Lucy Gray, because is that Haymitch's girlfriend? I don't know, now I'm confused. All of these names kind of like, especially like if they're Covey, I get like a little confused. But anyway, having known all his inside thoughts, I was not having it. So I'm excited to crush on Alex because he's cutie, and he is like 30, I believe, or he's like 31. We'll see. I don't remember. I will see. I mean, I just don't remember. So he's in line for like the correct like age range for this character, and it's exciting. I'm excited, and I'm going to talk as much about it and post as much about it so I can get invited to the premiere on January 30th. Which, first of all, like, why are people so mad and so mean for anything? Like, I saw the the release date teaser on Netflix, not net not on Netflix, on TikTok. And all of the comments were just like, this is a summer movie. This takes place during the summer. Why are we? It's a summer, because it is. It's like a summer trip. They do a trip every summer, and people were like, this is summer. Like, it's literally on vacation. Why are we releasing this in January? You don't fucking know. Scheduling. Have you ever like tried to release a movie? Have it written, directed, and like scripted up from your book, and then had it finished and released? Like, do you not? Are you gonna like say, all right, we're ready to go on January 30th, but you really want us to wait till like July 20th? And for what? For what? If you want so bad to wear a dress Poppy would wear, girl, put the dress on then. Put the dress on under your coat and then go into the movie theater and take your coat off. All right. I don't understand why everyone would be so upset about this. Or just wait. Just wait till July. Just wait till July and throw yourself a summer party and watch it at your house. Like, I don't understand why you're so angry about this. It's also so weird that in a world of instant gratification, we want to delay things by literally 6 months. It's crazy. You're crazy. All right, chill out. You get it in January, and it's gonna be so exciting, and we're gonna have a great time, okay? Especially me, because I'm gonna be invited to the premiere. Maybe. Possibly. 100%. Yes. I'll pull some cards later, and we'll see. Now that it's July, I feel like I'm back into my, I'm not putting too much pressure on what I'm reading right now, because I'm gonna leave it open to the vibes, because I love July so much. And it's also, I mentioned this, right? My birthday month. If I didn't mention it before, how fucking awkward of me to say it again, but I'll probably say it three more times in the next episode because it's my birthday month. I'm a Leo, but I am a late Leo. So my birthday's like at the end of the month. Well, I don't know if that's technically, I'm an early Leo, I guess, because Leo is like half of July and August, but I'm in the middle. I'm at the end of July. So I don't know. I'm going to enjoy July and not try to anticipate my birthday too much so I don't like end July too quickly. But when your birthday is in July, the best month of the year, every day is your birthday. So happy birthday to me. Blow out my candle. I'm excited. I'm excited. And so I'm not putting too much pressure on what I'm going to read this month, but I do have some stuff in mind. First of all, Book Lovers by Emily Henry. My last Emily Henry that I have to read, and I already have it, so I'm excited to start that. And I hear that it's like one of the top ones for people. I was recently having this discussion on, and I came to a conclusion that I didn't know if Funny Story or Happy Place were my like, which one was my top Emily Henry. During conversation, I came to conclusion that it is indeed Happy Place. Just realized that I failed to mention that I am currently reading Love Theoretically by Allie Hazelwood, which is a highly regarded book by Allie Hazelwood of contemporary romance. And I'm a quarter of the way through. I'm 25% through, and I am invested, but I'm not like obsessed yet. But it's got like amazing ratings, so I hope that I will be. I don't know. I will see. I'm typically pretty invested in an Emily Henry, like straight off the bat, but that could be a bias from me loving Funny Story and then just like being completely invested in every single the other following Emily Henry books, because I truly believe that I think Funny Story is like one of the best introductions, and then Happy Place was my favorite, and after that it was just like whatever she writes, I'm reading. So I just, maybe that was like, you know, why I'm like already so invested 5% into a book. And also like Emily Henry drops references like no one. Like she is like a walking reference sheet. I don't know what I'm saying. But she just like drops right. It's like you're watching a show. You know what I mean? I've always said this, that Allie, not Allie, sorry, Emily Henry writes for movies. So you just notice so many things, and there's so much like referencing and pointing out of stuff that you are going to want to point out on the screen. So I don't know. I don't know. And like I said, if I can trust the reference, then I can trust the book. There are references in this book, Love Theoretically, I believe. I'm trying to remember. I'm 25% in. So we'll see how that goes. Like I said, it could also be the reading slump that I'm in, and I just like don't want to invest in anything right now. But I'm trying to like branch out into a different genre, right? So like instead of reading, I don't know. And the thing is that I guess what was I reading? It was like fiction. I don't know what the genre of my friends would be besides like fiction. I don't know. And then I was reading romance, and so obviously, the book that I was talking about with the 5-year-old Palestinian boy is called A Day in the Life of Abed. Insert last name. Actually, let me go grab the book. I just forgot what it was. A Day in the Life of Abed Salama, which is the father. Abed Salama is the father of the 5-year-old. Well, it also says Autonomy of a Jerusalem Tragedy, so I believe that's also part of the title. Yeah, okay. I've been wanting to branch out into horror again. Well, not branch out, but I've just been wanting to like read another horror book since, it's July. It's summer camp vibes, so why not get a little spooky? I've particularly been looking at, because of the ratings being so high, We Used to Live Here by Marcus Kliwer. And I don't really know anything about it because, again, I like to go in books blind. The cover looks good. I've heard really good things about it, and there's also this summer an Isabel Acanas being released called The Possession of Alba Diaz, and I want to watch or watch. Sorry, I want to read that during Mexican Heritage Month because or Hispanic. Sorry, Hispanic Heritage Month, not Mexican Heritage Month, because I have like a list of books that I want to read, and so I'm going to do like a whole thing then. So I'm not going to read it right now, but I'm looking forward to hear what everyone thinks about that. I've also been looking at Atmosphere by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Sorry, Jenkins Reid. I haven't read Daisy Jones and the Six or the Seven H Husbands, the Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. So maybe I should read one of those first. We'll see. I know that they're all really great, so we'll see how that goes. And everyone has said that The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo has been a book that has like changed their lives. I know nothing about it. Absolutely nothing. I just see it every time I'm at a bookstore. It's just like on display. So possibly that one. What else do we have coming out this summer? I know that Problematic Summer by Allie Hazelwood has really great reviews as well. And like I said, I was reading Deep End, and I forgot where I was listening it to, I was listening to it, and I forgot where I was listening to it on, and so I kind of lost it. But I was like not far at all. I was literally like in the beginning of the chapter. I was just also reading something else, so I'm not sure if I'll pick that up just yet. Possibly. I don't know, because I know it's like a spicier romance. And I just finished Caught Up, so maybe I'm gonna like just switch it up a little bit. Like I said, I really am wanting to read something horror, and it's like rainy outside, and maybe that's like part of it, that I want like a little bit of a spooky summer camp vibe going on in my mind. I like to romanticize pretty much everything I do. I just paused the recording at 33:33, so there's a good luck sign, I guess. I was planning on doing like a mid-year check-in on like my, fuck, what was I gonna say? My vision board. And then I went to like, so I just went on this whole spiel on like my body image, and it didn't get recorded because for some reason, I guess my husband started playing music through our Google Assistant and it connected to my phone. So my mic just shut off and started playing music. And I didn't even notice. But all I was saying is that I was looking at my 2025 vision board, and the majority of the photos were like fitness photos. And I was like, that's so funny because I was postpartum in the beginning of the year. Well, I mean, like, I was like, that's what I was more okay. So my baby would have been, I don't know. I guess I was just like still healing, because like they say like the first 3 months. And you're like back to normal, and that's never it. And then you have 6 months, and you like start to beat yourself up for like, why don't I feel like the normal? And then 9 months, and you're like, okay, like baby's been out as long as he's been in. Like, come on, body, and let's start to function again. And then it becomes a year, and then you're like, okay, this year I'm gonna like start really focusing and honing in on like getting physically fit, for purely aesthetic reasons, because I'm pretty healthy. And so it's just funny how no matter how much you try to like fight it, it's just like subconsciously something that you're like trying to accomplish. So a lot of my vision board was that. And I am taking it slow, as I do most things, just enjoying the moment. And so I have bought creatine, and I have started strength training again. I've just been trying to do it on the down low so that I stay focused on it and don't talk too much about it, because I don't want to just like have it become this thing that I've just been talking about and it's been spoken about over and over. And then that's kind of like, it feels like I've already done it because I've been talking about it. So try not to talk too much about it, but I have been working out again, and I have been taking supplements to gain muscle and hopefully keep it around. And yeah, I mean, as long as we're enjoying our time outside and I'm not making it a stressful situation, the job will get done. A lot of what I have on my vision board, I have borrowed from the previous years, that are things that I still would like to accomplish and haven't, or things that I would like to perfect. And then I have some stuff that I've taken from like my wider vision board, which is just like my life vision board that I have. And I, you know, like want to remind myself to implement these things that are on that board. But I did have like a tea drawer that I wanted to get done this year. And while I haven't bought so much tea, I did create the tea board. So I emptied out our junk drawer and stored whatever I needed to be stored, threw away whatever needed to be thrown away. And then I filled it with some tea that I had, and some matcha bowls and tea spoons, like that are like whatever, they're like the size of the tea that I would need. And so I have started that. I don't have a beautiful espresso maker to go right above it yet, but I will one day. And let's see what else I have. A lot of it, like I said, it's just like mindful reminders of like what I'm trying to embody. So a lot of it is like very slow, I would say, like slow living, not slow living, but like it's things that take time to accomplish. Don't shoot me. Oh my God. So a lot of what I have is just going to take time to accomplish, and I'm fully okay with that, because it's just an active reminder, you know? And the things that I can control are like being physically fit. And also, I do want to start running for myself. And my husband also wants to start running, but like, it's just something that we want to do. We want to go at separate times, and we both want to kind of like be runners. Like, we've always talked about this. And I did run track in high school, and I just kind of like, and I would run after high school as well, just to get the F out of my house growing up. And then I kind of like, you know, had kids and stuff, and so I didn't run anymore. Despite having one of the best running strollers on the market, it is a one-seater, so whichever one of, bless you, or are you okay? So whichever one of us takes the running stroller is just gonna have to pick one of the kids. If we take the stroller, I'm not gonna make him take a child every time he wants to go for a run, and vice versa. But if one wants to go, one has to go, because I don't have a double running stroller, and I don't know if I really want to invest in, if I want to invest in anything right now, it's going to be at least like two pairs. Like, I'm saying at least a pair of like really good running shoes. But like, before I go and get a double stroller, I'm going to have to like, here's the thing. Okay, let's set this. I'm going to just tell myself right now, before I go and buy myself a double running stroller specifically for running with like the bike tires on it, I will run a half marathon. So when I run a half marathon, I can get the double running stroller. But until then, it's not really like something that I need as a necessity. I also have kind of put this off. Like, I keep telling myself like, oh, don't worry about that, because running is perfect in the fall, and it's like 100 degrees in Texas by like 10 a.m. So I'm gonna have to take both kids for one. Ryan has kind of called, my husband has kind of called like the early times, because he wants to go before work. And like, if we wake one of the kids up, like I have to be here for them, like to feed the little one. So, and he's not, like, he would be miserable if I woke him up at like 5 a.m. on accident or whatever. So then I wouldn't be able to go. So like, huge thing, right? So he has mornings and I have nighttime. Why am I talking about this? Because, oh, but like, it's still kind of like hot at night, you know? And I don't know. So like, I'm telling myself that the fall time's going to be the time, and not to worry about it right now, just to keep doing my strength training, taking my creatine, and going on our morning walks. And then if I want to start running, which I do because it's on my vision board, it's something that I have on my vision board when I'm not pregnant. And it's something that I've wanted to start doing again because I did before we had kids. So I want to start doing it again. And I'm telling myself to just give it time. Fall time. Fall time will be perfect for it. On a personal level, I feel like this year really, like, I felt like I felt like a kid's like rag doll, like a kid's like stuffed doll that their mom just like dragged out of bed, the bed being 2024, and threw me into the washer and then had me banged around for a few loads. And then I'm now being pulled out and I'm clean and I'm fresh and I'm ready to restart again and be like rejuvenated. But that's literally how I feel like a rag doll. I was just like thrown from the bed into the wash, needed a couple of loads of lessons and just things had to happen. And now I'm being pulled out of that dryer and I'm getting my hair combed again and they're braiding my hair and I'm getting a new stitches and new clothes. And I just feel like I am now understanding why I was dragged out of bed and thrown into a fucking washer in the beginning of 2025. So that's where we're gonna end for today's episode. I am so excited about next week's episode. I have like an idea that was given to me by a friend and a listener. Hey babe. So very excited for that. And then yeah, okay. I'll keep you updated on the TBR on Instagram. And until then, I will see you back next week. Bye.